It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Yes, hello. Welcome. Welcome to Loving the Strange.
I'm rolling your wrong, but welcome everybody. We are having a pre-episode argument.
It wasn't much of an argument.
No, it wasn't.
It was basically, somebody made a cranky face.
What?
John Bell made a cranky face on our Facebook.
What?
Hey, I don't know, but hey, D, thanks for not making a cranky face.
I don't know why you made a cranky face.
So welcome to Loving the Strange, where we're streaming live, and it's very live right now, because Shawnee and I were having a discussion. As you know, our topic today, if you paid attention, but you don't have to, is about weird medical stories or funny medical stories. Times you go to the doctor, things go wrong. Times you are a doctor, things go wrong. And that's all inspired because Shawnee had to go to the doctor this week, right? And Shawnee and I were just having a little tip because I was like, I thought you didn't want to tell people why you had to go to the doctor this week. And he's like, I never said that.
I didn't.
And I thought that was just a given.
I told my family, but we don't have to talk about it.
And well, now we kind of.
Well, you think you started it, baby.
You were yelling no at the beginning of the podcast.
I meant no, not again, baby. I've already done it three times today. I'm worn out.
Oh, here, let's change our thing. Ooh, we're close now.
Dang, now so... I look worse.
We need a filter for the live podcast. We're like super distant. How far away?
Oh yeah, like Waldo.
Yeah. Oh, John Bell said he doesn't know what it's a cranky face. He must have bumped something with his iPad.
That's good.
We're not gonna believe you, John Bell. I think it's just John and Dee with us here tonight.
That's not true.
That's all that matters.
These other people don't say nothing.
They don't. But no. Anyways. Welcome. Yeah. Shawnee, do you want to tell everybody why we were arguing about whether or not you wanted to tell everybody about your thing?
Oh, so I had to go to the doctor, my dermatologist, yesterday at 4:30 because it was overtime. And
did you have to pay for overtime?
No, I actually told them I wanted a discount because they couldn't get the music working.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't work at all. But, I had a melanoma skin cancer on my arm that had to get cut off. So now I can't really use my right arm for 3 weeks.
It's very upsetting for Sean.
That's my arm.
That's his arm. He's like, not very.
That's my arm.
He's not.
That's the arm I grew up with, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Sean.
What?
Why did you go there? So Shawnee has some cancer on his arm, but they cut
hopefully it's gone now.
A big old divot in his arm yesterday to try to get the cancer gone.
Yeah.
And now he can't really do anything with his arm. Good things or naughty things.
I can't lift more than a gallon of milk sweet, so that's 7 pounds approximately.
And the problem with this is that we have this dog named Sparty. And Sparty is old and arthritic, and he can no longer jump up on the bed.
Dude, we got him in bed last night. I one-handed his rear end, and you got his front.
Yeah, it's like a team effort now. I'm used to Shawnee.
He's freaking obese.
He's an obese dog. And I'm used to Shawnee being like, here we go, whoa, because Sean's so big and strong. So it's all very weird and very hard for Shawnee to not be big and strong for a minute.
Oh, it sure is.
3 weeks.
Sucks.
3 weeks of not using his right arm. Anyways, so this episode, and feel free to chime in if you have any stories, is all about funny, weird doctor, medical, nurse incidents.
Funny or weird, they don't have to be the same, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any funny or weird ones, Bob?
Personally, I don't. Oh my God. I don't have any weird doctor. My doctor's business has been pretty straight up.
I wonder if John has any.
John's probably got a couple of. He's been to the doctors a lot, like for some major surgeries.
Yeah.
I think for his back and stuff. So I don't know if he's got any weird ones. I mean, that my weirdest one would be that when I had my hernia operation and I was like laying in the pre-op bed, and next thing I know is I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that happens to everybody.
I know. It's just a miracle of anesthesia. It's not even anesthesia. It's just medicine. Because mine was just an IV. So.
You know what my weirdest one is? I don't even know if I should tell this story, actually.
What?
Oh, there's a lot. I don't think there's a lot of people listening yet. Okay, so my weirdest story is, and I'm not bragging, because if you know me, I'm like super uptight about all things girly, right?
Oh, she is.
I'm so uptight.
I'll vouch for that.
So under oath. So anyways, my weirdest story is this one. When I was in college, I had to go to the doctor because I had mono, and then they gave me epilepsy. But during that entire time, like, my whole immune system just got shot. And I had pleurisy, which is just like a lungy thing. And I went to the doctor at home where my old pediatrician was, because I hadn't graduated to a grown-up doctor at home yet because I was at college. And it was a new woman in the pediatrician's office, right? Do you know this story, Sean?
You were going to a pediatrician's office when you were like 18?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, okay. So I
There's
went.
Still doctors,
I mean. Yeah. And so I went in, and she was this brand new doctor, and she was like listening to my chest, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh my God, you're so symmetrical. No one is like this. If you were the kind of person, you could have a career with this. And I was like, are you talking about my boobies? She's like, yes, they're amazing. So sorry, I didn't mean to be inappropriate. And I was like, oh!
Those are porn quality.
I was like, how are you a pediatrician? Yeah. And then I never went back to that.
Nobody's spent a dime on them.
And luckily, I grew up.
Oh, I forgot she was a pediatrician.
Yeah, and I grew up, and I was like, I can't go back there. And I told my mom, and she's like, no, don't go back there. And I'm really...
No, I actually didn't even know that story, man.
Yeah, because it's that bad understand. A story.
That's a
like...
good story.
Now there's two angry emojis up there. Colleen is also angry. Colleen Shapiro.
Why is she angry?
Maybe it's just all reactions. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe they don't like my boobie story. Or
maybe it was about cancer.
Maybe they don't like your cancer
maybe
story.
I thought you were going to say something different. I was gonna, correct you.
A similar thing happened to me when I went to my...
full of stories.
I thought that's what we had to do to make the podcast
move
forward.
Why, other people's OPPs? OPS.
Well, you know, people like the personalization in which.
I know.
All right. So, God, you make me feel so bad about everything.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Jesus.
No more podcasts.
Come on, baby.
I can't do it. I can't do it. You're going to make me feel bad about everything.
I'm not.
So,
what was I telling you before the podcast?
That you hate me?
Oh. Don't believe her, people. She's like, why do you love me? So I told her all the reasons why she's wonderful.
They were not very good reasons.
Yes, they were fantastic
reasons.
They
were very
reasons.
General. They were general. You got
to
be specific with the reasons
to
for love.
Specific,
okay, anyways.
Subcategories.
Should I not tell my other
no,
doctor
tell
your story?
Side of the story?
Is it just
please.
Boring?
No, spit it out.
All right, so the other doctor story is this one. So I grew up. Hey, Steve.
Be Brave Friday.
It is Be Brave Friday.
That's pretty
that was my basically biggest, bravest story ever. Beyond the B cup, Be
she's
Brave.
Got better.
No, this one's not as fun. So the
no,
next.
Oh, I meant better stories in general.
Oh, yeah. So I went to the doctor as a grown up. I had just had my baby, blah, blah, blah.
She was 19.
Pretty much.
No.
And I was like 22. And I went to the doctor in Ellsworth, Maine, and he was a very holistic doctor. And I wasn't used to that because I was used to lady doctors who said things like, your boobs are so symmetrical. Anyways, so I went to him and he said, you, why are you a housewife? I was like,
what?
Yeah. And I was like, well, because my baby's still really little and we also don't have enough money for daycare. And I'm like, and it's really important for me, blah, 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 blah. And he was like,
was he saying you should be out working?
Yeah. He actually said, but you're so intelligent. I don't usually see intelligent women staying home.
Tell him that's what makes me intelligent.
I was so annoyed with him. But also I was like, oh, do you think I'm intelligent? It was very, very weird.
It was confusing for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And then his physician's assistant brought some student in there. And she was like, hey, look at her elbows. And this is no longer true. She's like, look at the skin on her elbows. It's so smooth and young.
Most of your body skin is still so smooth and young.
Except one elbow. One elbow's got the psoriasis. But yeah. Yeah.
All right. Tell me a submitted story, babe.
That never happened to you?
What?
Doctors never said weird ass stuff for you? Like, I thought like doctors just did that. No?
Not that I can think of. I don't. Your testicles are perfectly symmetrical. Holy smokes. One doesn't even hang lower than the other.
You've never had a hernia. I can't even do this podcast anymore.
Why? You started.
I know. It was because I felt desperate because no one was commenting. Okay, hey, John has a thing. Can you read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know the answer yet because I haven't read it.
Okay, go.
Not sure if Sean heard this back in the day. A friend from school picked up another friend with his girlfriend in his 2-seat stick shift sports car. She sat on the little center console. He got in the crash and his girlfriend got in. He said, John said impaled, but it was, what's the word, baby?
I don't know.
For
that oh, impaled. I-M-P-A-L-E-D.
Impaled,
yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't reading. Yeah. Impaled.
In her impaled female place. Word. It was pretty bad.
In her female place?
I don't remember hearing that. But I might have seen something similar online before. But that was on purpose.
When I read that, I was thinking Taco was the name of a car.
Well, for your purposes, it is, sweetheart.
Like her Tacoma. So gosh.
It is. It's.
Oh my gosh, John.
That's what the guy called his car.
My bright red.
The taco.
That's my bright red. Okay.
That's just a reflection of your sweater, right?
I feel like it might be. All right. But my face feels so hot. All right, here's a story that doesn't come from our own lives.
Okay.
And it's from factinate.com. They should sponsor us so we could have some money. Maybe. Factinate.com.
The way you say it.
Ready?
Yeah.
This is from their article, Doctors Share the Most Outrageous Stories About Their Dumbest Patients. And number one will not give you a lot of faith in humanity and or realtors or women probably, but we remember here we don't make generalizations on whole swaths of human by the stupidity of one member. Ready? So number one on that list is cup of broken water. I work in the ER. I can't even read this. It's so stupid.
Please read it.
I work in the ER. We had a very pregnant patient come in needing stitches in her nether regions. Turns out she was a realtor and didn't want her water to break while she was showing a house.
So she just wanted to get stitched up tight so it would just hold itself in there?
No.
Oh.
So that's a good guess though. So she put a glass cup in her pants.
Oh, she cut herself.
To catch the water.
That wouldn't catch that water. She'd have to have a friggin' 7-Eleven Big Gulp cup in there to catch the water.
That's not true. Instead of using a pad or an adult diaper, she went for a literal glass cup. And then she sat down while showing the house. And sure enough, it broke. They cut her up pretty bad.
That's horrible.
That's stupid.
It's stupid and horrible. For her.
And let me tell you that when your water breaks, sometimes your water, you don't know that your water breaks.
Really?
I didn't know that my water broke.
Ah.
Like my water was a trickle break.
Out.
Not in any noticeable way at all. Which I said to my nurse practitioner, and she was like, "That's because you had a problem pregnancy, and it doesn't always all gush out. That's for the movies."
Emily drank all that crap.
Yeah, my daughter was just like, gulp, gulp, gulp. Pretend it's vodka. I'll drink that amniotic fluid. So yeah, isn't that dumb though? That's like so sad and dumb because well, you can tell she was so desperate.
You glass
and
in your pants. Use a plastic cup. Woman.
Use a diaper.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I thought it was like the alien movies where it just floods the whole room, you know, like washes people out the window.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm not so concerned about you. Okay. Do you want another one from that same
site? I heard a joke today. This is kind of funny.
Okay.
And it's kind of, it's seasonally related. Why was a snowman smiling?
Because he peed.
No, because the snowblower was coming.
That's really naughty. That's so naughty.
I didn't say it was clean.
So naughty. Liz says, I think you're thinking of like baby horses or cows, Sean Farrar.
Liz, I think you're hoping I'm wrong.
He is wrong. He's wrong. He's never been there for a pregnant lady having a baby.
Nope.
He's
I haven't.
Wrong.
I have not. Never seen nor delivered a baby.
Nope. Not even when you're a cop?
No.
You never had to do that?
Nope.
Man,
got
you know,
I got lucky a lot.
Every cop on every TV show gets to do that.
Well, we're not on a TV show here at the big city, baby.
I know, Barb, man. Do you want to hear another one?
Sure.
Okay, so half diet soda. And this was originally by Frisky Farmer.
We're starting out. This sounds like a drink recipe.
No.
Half diet soda, half rum.
Yeah, so was working at a clinic. I was speaking with a non-controlled diabetic patient about her sugar intake, and she said she drinks a 32-ounce soda every day. I ask her if it's regular or diet, and she replies with, "It's half regular. I let the ice melt first so there isn't as much sugar in it." Cancer does not keep Shawnee from laughing.
That's hilarious, though. because the ice water absorbs the sugar from the soda. I think she thought it diluted it.
I don't even know. I think she just thought, like, hey, it diluted it. Or, yeah. Hey, it's not
all,
as much soda in my 32
ounce. It all undilutes in your body. So it retains the original amount of sugar. Anyways. Huh?
Do you have a story?
I have a real quick one about stupidity. And okay. It's also from a nurse. Like the doctor side of things. Here, says the nurse, handing the patient a urine specimen container. The bathroom's right over there. A few minutes later, the patient comes out of the bathroom. Thanks, he says, returning an empty container. But there was a toilet in there, and I didn't need that after all.
I can totally see my dad doing that. Like,
I have another one real quick.
Wait, you have to say what these are from.
Oh,
what's
yeah,
your source?
These are from my current favorite, I guess. ReadersDigest.com.
Oh, no. Grandpa!
I know!
But no.
This must be from like the humor section. Because it said, as I leaned in to check her eyes, my older patient got a little frisky. You remind me of my third husband, she said coyly.
Oh no.
Third husband, I asked, how many have you had? Two. Did you hear me? Two.
I knew the joke reply. Before you started.
Oh, you did? Oh. Good. It reminded you of your mom?
No. Hey.
Be nice. I didn't mean that as like a mama slam.
Be dude. Nice to my mama. She's dead. Shawnee can't stop laughing.
Me?
Yes. All right.
Oh, that's because I'm in denial.
Oh, my mama?
No. No, my cancer.
Oh, my God. This is a cancer episode. Okay, so Susie's. Do you want to read Susie's or you want me to?
I'll read it.
I don't care.
No.
Okay.
Growing up, I was very athletic. Oh, by the way, this comes from Susie. And had quite a few sports injuries. Once I was waiting to be seen, and the doctor came through the door saying, "Where is he?" When he saw it was a teenage girl, he said, "Looking at the sports injuries in your record, I thought this was a boy's record."
What?
Yeah. Susie said, "I can truthfully say I have a bad knee because of a football injury." That's awesome.
That's cool. Also,
I was going to say, especially because that's not like a modern day story. So,
no.
For her to be playing on the football team, that's awesome.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. Very cool.
I thought the doctor was going to say from the descriptions of the injuries on this medical record, like, I thought you were a boy, like, because, like, maybe, like, groin injuries or something. But apparently she's taking some bruisings that are, like, back then at least, more boy-specific.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Very awesome.
Susie must have been a real tomboy.
I think maybe.
She has some good ghost stories, too.
Yeah, she's amazing. All right, ready for factinate.com?
Yeah.
All right, Smucker's Jelly is the headline for this one. And it's from R-A-W-R Thesaurus.
Okay.
And it says, I kind of made me snort laugh tonight. No one else is having a good time, but we are. All right, ready?
That's all that matters.
It's not all that matters.
We don't do this for anybody else but ourselves.
No, that's not true. We do it for D. All right, Smucker's Jelly.
And John and Susie.
And John and Susie, pretty much. Yeah, that's it. And Liz sometimes. So, Smucker's Jelly had a young woman with recurring urinary tract infections that began after a recent partner. She had no STDs, and we went through the standard questions trying to figure out what could be causing them. Oh, this one turned out to be naughty.
Of course it is.
I hadn't read it
before.
Where do
you think Smucker's Jelly and
I don't know how to read the rest of this.
Oh, you gotta finish. You're committed, baby. Come on.
They said that the mix-up.
No generalizations, remember? We need specifics.
It's not a novel. I'm not telling people to use details in the.
Read it as written. It's just a quote.
Okay, we eventually found out that she had been lubricating with jelly.
That's worse than I thought.
Not KY jelly, like Smuckers. The mix-up had literally been a joke on the TV house. It took me some effort to keep a straight face, but we eventually resolved the problem, and she stopped getting UTIs.
I thought maybe they were using it for like oral sex or something, not lubrication.
Oh, and then no one listened any longer with their children to our podcast.
Well, this is not a children-friendly podcast.
I'm a children's book reader.
So? Not anymore, you're not.
Not anymore.
Not after our next new podcast comes out.
We're not talking about that yet. All right, so. Oh.
Oh, what?
Steve Waddell said when she's older, she'll use sticky peanut butter.
Well, now, I gotta tell you that's not true.
I don't want to know. I'm going back to Liz.
No, you know, we were just talking about before the podcast.
Honey?
What?
I repress every naughty conversation we have.
Oh, I know.
It's just like bad things.
That's why I gotta keep repeating them.
It's true.
Anyways.
We have a nice Reader's Digest story to cleanse our brains.
Do you want to read
John
Doe? Apparently all the RD ones are like stupidity ones. So
I like it.
My patient announced she had good news and bad. The medicine for my earache worked, she said. What's the bad news, I asked. It tasted awful. Since she was feeling better, I didn't have the heart to tell her they're called eardrops for a reason.
Oh, no.
Here's one more quick one. Patient. Doctor, I slipped in the grocery store and really hurt myself. Doctor, where'd you get hurt? Patient. Aisle 6.
I don't get it.
Instead of where on your body are you hurting?
Oh!
He got hurt in aisle 6. or she.
I'm just gonna hide. Do you want me to read John's, or do you want to read
it?
No,
I'm gonna read it right now. If you highlight it for, I can see it right here. Never mind.
I highlighted so I could hide behind the words. Ready?
When I had my vasectomy, there was six students in the operating room doing surgery. They told me to go home and rest, but I had a 50-pound one-year-old that wanted to play. I went to sleep and had to pee at 3 a.m., so I rolled over to get out of bed and crushed my baseball-size right testicle and saw stars and started screaming. Then I went to play pool a few days later with friends and had to show everyone the size and the bruise from front to back. The whole deal was terrible, he said.
That is terrible. But also a 50-pound one-year-old's a big kid.
Yeah.
That's a big kid, John. That made a big bruise, I guess.
There wasn't a kid that made the bruise.
Susie said, has all her list of injuries. Broken nose diving. I broke my nose in a swimming pool. I think I should go one-on-one with Susie here.
You're not going to get into the next one.
Broken nose diving. Got that. Possible broken leg from speedball.
What's speedball?
I don't know what speedball is. Huh? I don't know. Torn ACL from a lateral tackle. Never did that.
Nope.
Broken toes from kicking a football barefooted.
Never did that.
Susie. Taking a line drive from a baseball to the bare ribs. I wore a bruise up with lace impressions.
Susie.
Oh,
to the ribs.
Ow.
And not a lot of flesh there to absorb the impact.
No. You know, I got injured so much as a kid, and I was in pain so much that they thought I was either making it up.
Yeah.
But then my mom's like, look at the x-rays. And then they thought that my mom had like Munchausen syndrome or something. And it was like making me hurt.
Yeah.
And then eventually, like John, but it was not a vasectomy, obviously. I had to go to like the special clinic where they figured out what was wrong with me and why I kept getting hurt all the time.
Yeah.
But there were all these people. Like it was a teaching hospital at Dartmouth College or Dartmouth University. And like they're just, I remember I was like 17 years old and it was like full of people staring.
Did they give you a friggin' diagnosis?
Yeah.
Was it like dysglexia or something?
No, my joints were too flexible.
Did you get my?
But yeah. But at the same time, I also had like some sort of like arthritis, and my mom and I were like, "No, I don't," because they're like, "You're probably gonna end up in a wheelchair," and I was like, "Help!" No, that's wrong. And it was, yeah.
No.
But you probably do have some sort of arthritis. Well, I am. Yeah, probably. I just pretend I don't. No, it's good.
All right, give me another story then.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think you might appreciate this one, honey, because it's called Fart Attack. F-A-R-T.
Well, it sounds like every day around here after you wake up, baby.
That's lying. And we all know it's lying. The average, I do not very often, and it's almost weird how little I do. However.
There's a caveat to that. But go ahead.
We're not going to talk about that. However, Sean Kelly Farrar.
Oh, like for the last month or two since Carrie's had me on these yo-yo diets, I've had gas every day.
All day. All day. He'll sit down and like eat.
I think some of it got backed up into my arm and gave me cancer.
That's got to be what happened. That's got to be it. Anyways, fart attack. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
A lady. And again, this is from factinate.com. Fart attack. A lady comes screaming into the ER. Now, she's all dressed up, and so are her two grown daughters. All of them screaming hysterically that their mother is going to die. I go by them and nearly get tackled by the husband of one of the daughters. Save her. She's having an embolism, he says. Shaken, I examine the lady, asked her where she was coming from, a wedding, not explained the dress, but she apparently ate a bit too much of the potatoes that were served at the wedding, and a shot of pantoprazole later, and her embolism was gone. She just had a bad case of gas.
Why would they think that's an embolism anyway?
No idea.
Jesus.
Maybe they're all drunk. They're at a wedding. Maybe she just wouldn't let it loose.
Well, if she was wearing like pantyhose or something, you could have told because they've been all swole up from the gas.
All swole up? Yeah. Is that really? Is that your medical opinion? Just like a woman unleashing gallons of amniotic fluid yeah. when her water breaks?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a cow?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so all of you know, Sean was actually a medic in the Army Reserves.
That's right. I didn't even go to the doctor yesterday. I just cut this crap out on my own.
You did a Mike Staggs. All right, ready?
Yes.
We have
a Liz Graves.
A Liz Graves story. When I tore my ACL, it was from being tackled too, sort of. It was judo practice, and my partner sideswiped my knee.
Same thing.
It's really similar. He forgot it was my first day, and I was not at all ready for standing Jesus sparring.
Her first day at judo, she's out for that was 6 months.
That's so terrible. But he did feel horrible and helped me move later that summer.
Well, that's good because you probably weren't moving crap.
My first time I tore my ACL, I just tore it a tiny bit, and it was in college at a party, and I was dancing with a super tall guy and his girlfriend. And I am a little bit of a wild dancer. Anyways,
why were you dancing with a dude and his girlfriend? Did that end up in a little?
No.
You sure?
No.
You got some stories to tell me tonight, baby.
No, honey, you can make up that story. They're really sweet and very, very vanilla. And they were lovely. And I was just trying to pretend I was tall, I think, and I just like totally annihilated my knee.
That's why your knees are so crappy recently, like since we've been together, because you're always trying to pretend to be tall.
That's probably it. But then the second time, Liz, and this is where what made my little brain work because of the ACL and the moving. The second time, the time I really annihilated, like really tore, just didn't tweak my ACL, was I was trying to move a couch with my husband onto a U-Haul ramp.
Not me.
Not Sean. It was another husband because just like my mama, I just keep marrying. I can't settle down. It's like a Liz Taylor thing.
I'm number 5.
He's number 27. He just doesn't So like we're on this walkway for the ramp for the U-Haul. Went from the deck in the back of the house into the U-Haul. But only one person could fit on the ramp. And my ex-husband decided he was going to be that person.
Oh, you guys were, he's like, you were carrying one. Who was carrying the other end?
His dad.
What? He couldn't handle one end if his dad can handle one end?
No.
Oh, my God.
His dad was very buff. He was a former Marine, and he did push-ups every day.
Okay.
Anyways, and so and my ex-husband was an intellectual, and he didn't do push-ups every day. Jostled and I fell off the ramp.
Jesus.
No, he fell off the ramp. Sorry. He fell off the ramp. But then the whole thing was on me and I was falling off the ramp and my knee went because of all the weight of the couch was suddenly on me.
Yeah.
And I kind of like kept holding the couch and went backward and backward and then collapsed into a chair that was already in the U-Haul. And they all looked at me like, what are you doing sitting down? And I was like, I just blew out my knee. And his dad was like, was that noise? And I was like, yes, that was my noise. That noise, that was my knee.
And you were screaming and writhing in pain?
I was like trying so hard to be chill.
Yeah.
Which is what I always do when I get hurt. Yeah. I always try to pretend like it doesn't really hurt. And I just stare like.
Pretty much.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad. It hurt a lot. And my knees, I was too wimpy to go get surgery and my knees never been the same. And so now I have to run with a splint.
You don't run anymore.
No, I don't. But until 2 years ago, I ran with a splint. There you go. End of story. And my doctor, who was the same doctor.
She counts to 4.9K. Every time she hits 5, that knee starts flaring up.
That's not true. I got to like 12 miles when we did couch to like half marathon thing. Anyways, Susie said, I watched my 5-year-old son be hypnotized so the doctor could put stitches in his forehead without numbing.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Scott. I want to know what country that was in. That's cool.
It doesn't sound like it was in the United States.
Maybe it was. You never know.
I don't know.
They have an interesting life.
Susie does.
All right, here's one from Factinate. I had a patient who was a completely non-compliant diabetic smoker. Again, with a non-compliant diabetic.
Diabetes, yep.
And so he was a non-compliant diabetic smoker. So my mom, who had his first heart attack at 45, not my mom. His blood pressure was also super high. And instead of taking his anti-hypertensive medications, he went to the gym. In the gym, he would sit in the sauna for a very long time, sweat a lot, and lower his blood pressure just by becoming dehydrated. And that's the story.
That's the whole story?
I don't know. I feel like that might have worked. But, I mean, it doesn't say he died.
No, but that's not much of a story. There's no ending.
I know. There's another guy who he had diabetes, right?
We don't even know if that's a good or bad thing, actually.
I know. He had another guy who had diabetes, and he had foot complications, which often happen when you have diabetes, right? My grandfather, who had diabetes, because it's in our family, I'm sure I'm going to get it very soon because everybody gets it at 55. I'm not that close to that yet, but I'm going to get it soon. Anyways, so he had foot problems, right?
Yeah.
And this guy thought that if he wrapped his foot in raw bacon...
He's got to cook it for like a while before it's any good.
It would make his foot all better. So he just kept doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. And then he lost 4 of his toes.
Jesus.
Because instead of getting medical help, he wrapped his foot in raw
bacon. Maybe that was the only thing that cooked through before he couldn't stand the pain anymore. So he had bacon wrapped toes.
That's disgusting.
I know.
That's disgusting.
That's why I'm here. See, Susie was in Japan.
See, so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Liz says, the son in that hypnotizing story says the hypnotizing must have worked. He remembers going in and talking with the doctor about Sesame Street and then not being in the hospital anymore.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
I want to be able to do that.
I know. That would have come in so handy on Wednesday, Shawnee.
Wednesday?
When you went to the doctor. Oh, Thursday.
Yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Yeah, it was
feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, I still got it.
The divot.
Anyways, yeah.
The divot.
No, I'd rather. No, I was awake. Why'd be hypnotized? They just put like 4 nouns of freaking stuff in my arm. And it was numb.
Yeah. But they couldn't get the music to work. Normally, they play music for their patients.
Bother me, though. I entertained the doctor with conversation.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I bet you did. Yeah,
I kept them from getting anxious.
What did they say about you?
They said I was pretty freaking calm.
Yeah, they said you were chill, right?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I was.
You're so chill, man.
Super chill. I said, get it all out or I'll be back here with a gun.
No, that's not.
I'm sorry. I would never say anything like that.
Oh, it's not even funny. All right. So this one is from SheKnows.com, right? And
SheKnows.com.
And the headline for this post is 21 nurses reveal their weirdest patient stories. And you will LOL. It's by Charlotte Anderson. And they have Playmobil images for the picture for it. Ready?
Yes.
So it says first birth control and how babies are made are common areas of misconception, which means nurses spend a lot of time explaining the birds and the bees. Thanks for nothing, sex ed, right?
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Is that the men or women or both, do you think?
I'm assuming both.
Okay.
All right. So one, I had a young woman pick up her NuvaRing, which is a ring inserted into your placey place for birth control. She came back in a month to pick up a new one and was wearing her Nuva ring around her wrist.
On her wrist?
As a bracelet.
Are they that big?
I don't know because I'm old. I've never had one.
I was like, Hey, this bracelet keeps me from getting pregnant.
That's so sad.
How about it, pal?
Can you imagine?
I wonder if she passed that pregnancy test, because they give you one before they give you birth control, right?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. Poor girl.
I know, that's so sad. Here's another one. I once had a 20-year-old patient who didn't know that doing the horizontal mambo would lead to pregnancy. She had no idea.
What?
Yep. Three, a patient, well, I had friends who insisted that you got pregnant from sitting on a toilet seat.
Well, how old were
that
you?
Someone else had peed
Five?
On. No.
That someone else had peed on?
Yes.
Pee doesn't make babies.
Well, to this person, they did.
Their mama was lying to them.
Yes, they did. And I told my mother, and my mother was like, what the hell? No.
Exactly.
No.
That's ludicrous.
No. Like, my mom was so upset. My stepdad was laughing hysterically. And I was like, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah said it, because their kid told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mrs. Blah, blah, blah. Your blah, blah, blah daughter said blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yes, that's how you make babies. And I was like,
oh, they said the parents said that to you too?
Oh, yeah, because I called their daughter out on them, because I was like, that's not how you make babies. I read my mom's V.C. Andrews, and I know.
So you told your mom that the parents said it?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
My stepdad was dying. He was laughing so hard.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, I miss him. All right, so
what kind of a household do you grow up in where you just don't figure that crap out on your own?
Household in suburban Bedford, New Hampshire.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like
a very religious household too.
Man. Okay.
In a very fundamentalist way, I guess.
I'm not gonna tell you about growing up as me. Because I can combine both of those elements.
I know, because you grew up in a very, at times, not consistently.
That's right.
Fundamentally Christian
household. Yeah.
But what happened?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
Okay, well.
But at other times it wasn't. I'll say that. I mean. Never mind.
I feel like we're all dangling out on
the limb. Now I'm gonna make myself out look like a lousy Snoopy kid.
You were a lousy Snoopy kid with peeping Tom tendencies.
I went through everything, I'll tell you. I always did.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
We have a kid who doesn't go like through anything. One of our daughters, our youngest daughter.
I think we pretty much have two now.
Yeah, well, the oldest one, I think it was a Snoop. I think she's secretly a Snoop.
Oh.
But I think she's more of a, like, I'm going to listen to you talking Snoop and pretend.
Oh, yeah. She definitely pretends she can't hear you
until
you say something negative about her. And then all of a sudden,
not that we ever
would. Supersonic hearing.
Yeah. But the other one just could not care. Like, could not care to hear what you're saying, to know what you're doing. Any Snoopy person
ever. No snooping.
They're, like, it's amazing. It's the opposite of Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shawnee was a Snoopy little boy.
Snoop. I don't care.
He would. He would be like, what's your parents got in this end table? Anything under this mattress? What's in the freezer?
Under the mattress?
What's in the...
What are you talking about? Don't act all innocent. You know, if you know about under the mattress, you got some stories to tell, baby. I got a story to tell about you. Now, let's go to some comments.
Okay.
Susie has one.
All right, let's do Liz's first because it was right after what we just said.
Oh.
And Liz said, I went through a super Harriet the Spy phase. And I can see that.
That is such a good excuse.
That's perfect, though. Always blame your snoopiness on a book.
I can't think of a childhood reference that would fit that either.
Nancy Drew?
Hardy Boys. Hardy Boys, that's
for
right.
You.
I went through a crazy Hardy Boys phase.
Like Magnum PI.
It's lasted for like 50 years. We won't count the first three, four.
All right. Susie said, the Navy corpsman told me to step away from the gurney and just watch. This is when her son had the stitches when he was five and got hypnotized. The doctor told my son to close his eyes and imagine a big screen and watch for characters of Sesame Street. The doctor started very slowly naming the characters. After the third character, my son's head dropped down from his chest to his sides. It was so cool to watch.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's like super cool.
I know.
Because I think hypnotism like that is solely about like getting the person to concentrate on something, and then and the rest is all about like your voice inflection and tone and stuff.
Shani wants to hypnotize people.
Not really.
I think you do.
What I mean. What?
I think you do. I think you do.
I think it's cool though. I've seen some cool hypnotism videos if they're real. Anyways.
Art is real. So Susie also says that she loves Liz, which is very lovely.
You know,
Liz is lovable.
If you combine Liz's last comment with Susie's comment there,
yeah,
you're like, never mind.
Okay, here's some more. A patient comes in very upset. She's pregnant, and she doesn't understand why. Because she's on the pill. Upon talking to her at great length, I find that she only takes the pills on days that she is sexually active and at no other time. For those of you who don't know, you're supposed to take them every day. Number four.
It's like
yes,
every day, but like a week or something. There's a whole little thing in the ring there. You just spin it, right?
I don't remember that either. All right, number four. I had a patient tell me smoking was her method of birth control because she'd heard that infertility was one of the side effects of smoking.
I wonder how that was working out for her. Maybe good. Who knows?
I had a patient come in for, I don't know how I'm going to read this one, but I'm going to try. I had a patient come in for a venereal disease check. She was very upset and continued to tell me that she only had one partner. Progressing through my assessment, she further divulged that even if he was sleeping with other people, it shouldn't matter because, quote, he uses a condom every time and he makes sure to wash it thoroughly after every use.
Wow, that's what she was doing on Earth right there. That's crazy.
Her dog barked because she laughed so hard.
Probably.
You have a story, man?
I got a real short one here, but I got a bunch of them. They're just short ones. Like
all right.
This one is, I prescribed an inhaler for a patient's cat allergy. He came back a week later saying it was none the better. Turns out he was spraying the inhaler on the cat.
Oh, no. Oh, no, the poor cat. That's terrible. All right, you have another one?
I'm looking.
Oh, you can't take the time to look.
Huh?
You can't take the time to look. You just got to go. Just got to go. All right, here I have one.
Those last two I read, they almost seemed like they were just like jokes. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, this one's kind of like a joke.
Yeah?
It's a nurse meme, and it's from Bored Panda. And it says, mom comes in with a baby, tells us her child has, quote, the shakes, and child is found to have heart palpitations. She'd been bottle feeding him cola instead of formula.
What? Cola? Like Coke?
Yeah.
Pepsi?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
Yeah.
And nutritious and just what a newborn needs.
Yeah. When I was in
Mountain Dew, Liz. Mountain Dew.
No, Liz. When I was pregnant with Emmy, my daughter, our daughter, I had like a problem pregnancy. And I had to go to the hospital for a while. And because Emily was like, I want to go out and explore the world now, which is very much her personality type still. And the person in the room with me, because I was poor and I didn't get a nice posh single room, was also very poor and refused. And she was having a problem pregnancy, but because of her nutrition and her health, because she wouldn't stop smoking and she wouldn't stop. The only thing she would put in her body was Pepsi.
Emily?
And so, No, the woman
the other poor lady.
Yeah. Yes. With our pregnancies, and they were both like, neither of you can leave. Both of you must stay on the bed. Do not get up. Right? She was always getting up. But then, do you know what she named her baby?
Coke.
Pepsi. Oh, no, sorry. Pepsi Colleen.
She put a little twist on it.
Yeah, man. And but if there was anyone who I would imagine bottle feeding their baby cola,
yeah,
it would have been her.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. She thought Pepsi was the elixir of the gods. And maybe
a lot of people
do. My mom kind of thought that too.
I have a story that you can relate to.
Oh, no. Really?
Because of your previous story.
Okay.
When I got pregnant, this is from Reddit, actually.com. When I got pregnant with my first new, my new midwife did a full exam. She said to me that I had perfect breastfeeding nipples.
No!
See?
That's like my other story.
I know.
Oh! What does that even mean?
When I laughed, she tried to explain and I stopped her saying she didn't need to. I told her I'd been raised on a farm and I had played lactation consultant to many goats and cows. I told her the different difficulties I dealt with. I wasn't fully aware that nipple size, shape, and location made a difference in nursing.
It does?
Apparently.
What the heck?
I mean, it's when you're milking, especially what this other lady is talking about, but, you know, it's kind of related. And she was shocked and thought breastfeeding issues were only a human thing.
I'm shocked, honestly. All right, ready?
Yeah.
So, you know how you said Mountain Dew to Liz?
Yeah.
Liz said, my mom drank a fair amount of Mountain Dew when she was pregnant. Someone had told her they thought it didn't have caffeine.
See, I told you, it's a good thing.
No. Art had a coworker who fasted every weekend because she thought the rapture was coming and would come into work on Monday super strung out on a rock star energy drink and lack of sleep.
I can't imagine what Rockstar would do to you after fasting and not sleeping all weekend.
Me either.
Oh my God, you're like a freaking, you'd be like wired.
No.
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine?
Probably seeing him have a heart attack.
Oh, that was insane. In the membrane. All right, here, you ready?
Yeah.
Another one on that same thing said, I have had to tell more than one parent that their infant shouldn't be drinking Dr. Pepper out of the bottle. That's a different site, but apparently it's really normal. Right? A doctor prescribed a patient estrogen patches and told her to stick one patch on herself every other day. At the next follow-up, she said she didn't like the patches because she was running out of space.
She wasn't taking them off, she was just putting new ones on.
And when they examined her, she was indeed covered in sticky patches.
That's hilarious.
Then this other doctor or nurse had a lady who measured her baby's temperature by preheating the oven, putting one hand in front of it while the other hand was on the baby's forehead. And then she told the nurse her baby's fever was about 250 degrees.
What? Wow. Just leave it in for like 4 hours. It'll be perfectly done.
That's ridiculous. It's like goat shanks.
So tender.
No, but it was like she was trying to... The baby wasn't in the oven. The her hand was in front of the... Ah!
I'm just saying. Wrap it in foil and let the fever cook it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I got. Remember, I'm talking about. This is a Reddit thread here, so it ain't. It's not necessarily, you know, clean.
Oh no. Can you clean it up?
No, it's about a gynecologist.
Well, maybe you should share that one.
What? Okay. Let's find another one.
All right. I can tell you what Liz said.
Liz
says that Dr. Pepper is a really, really big deal in parts of the South. You're from the South, Shawnee.
Well, yeah, Dr. Pepper's. You hate Dr. Pepper.
I do.
I do. I like Dr. Pepper.
I hate it with a passion.
But I also had that woman from Texas this summer that told me that we need to sell Dr. Pepper in our store.
Yeah.
Because we sell Coke products. And that's huge in Texas. And so Liz is totally right. It's the southern version toned way down of like Moxie, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Moxie's nasty.
I don't even like Pepsi. Nasty.
Dr. Pepper's good. You don't like it.
I'll
be honest with you. I don't know who makes Dr. Pepper because I thought Mr. Pibb was the Coke version of Dr. Pepper, but I may be wrong.
What's Mr. Pibb?
You never heard of Mr. Pibb?
When I hear you say Mr. Pibb, what I imagine, and you can tell me if I'm wrong.
Is an animated...
Yes, like a little yellow guy with big eyes and a bitty Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. And he's like, hi, I'm Mr. Pibb.
I gotta look that up. Hold on.
Is that a thing?
No, Mr. Pibb is a soda man. Oh. I don't know if it exists anymore.
Exists.
Mr. Pibb is...
You got all southern.
Mr. Pibb is a Coke product.
Okay, but so, does he have an animated figure? That's
no,
like,
he doesn't.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
That's depressing.
I don't know who makes Dr. Pepper. Didn't come up so quickly.
I have the jingle in my head now, honestly.
For Mr. Pibb?
No, Dr. Pepper.
I was going to say.
I didn't even know what Mr. Pibb is.
You've never heard of him?
No.
But you don't like Dr. Pepper. You would like Mr. Pibb.
You know, I don't really like Coke or Pepsi. I like root beer and cream soda. Does that make me weird?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
Root beer is good.
I like root beer. My dad used to make root beer in the bathtub. That sounds naughty. But it was where he made giant things of root beer.
So Dr. Pepper's not owned by either Coke or Pepsi, actually.
What? The lady in the shack was wrong.
It's owned by the Snapple Group.
Oh.
Or which is a whole we're not gonna get it's just
Snapple. I like Snapple. All right, Susie said, I had my son when we were building our house and did not have indoor plumbing. I was very afraid the hospital would keep him there when I heard the doctor ask my roommate if she had running water and indoor plumbing in her home. He didn't ask me. Whew. Yeah. And she also said, my Virginia great-grandpa was the first door-to-door salesman for Dr. Pepper back when it had cocaine in it.
It was cocaine is medicinal.
It was considered medicinal.
I bet it was.
OMG.
But you put some in some soda today, it'll be a great seller.
Liz says, I feel like I know the Mr. Pibb character you're talking about, though, Carrie. Thank you, Liz. Thank you. Shawnee,
hey, I can't. I would read John's, but it looks like that's not the beginning of it. Is there more on Facebook or whatever?
Oh, let me go find it. I'll find it, but you have to talk.
I have to talk?
Yes.
Oh, I was looking up Mr. Pibb characters right now. There's nothing even remotely like what you were describing.
In my head, it's almost like there's like these little white books.
Yeah.
And they each have like a little like character. It's very roughly drawn.
Huh. I don't know, but no.
Okay. And they're all about manners, I think. Like Ms. No, Courteous, man. Mr.
That's the after school mess things they used to put on public television.
All right, so John's like, whole
I'm just a bill.
Just an ordinary
anyway,
bill.
John's up.
It says, so then 7 years later, after the vasectomy, if we all remember
from
earlier in the podcast,
yeah.
She says, so then 7 years later, I met my wife and got married. She wanted kids, but it was like 10 G's here to reverse vasectomy. So off to Colombia, I went, not the university, the country.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor there and he said, $500. He strapped me to a bed. Gave me a tongue depressor to bite on and pulls out a giant needle and shoved it in my testy and sucked out who knows what. He put the tubes in a little cooler with dry ice and says, put it in your suitcase to take home. Now I'm smuggling my own fluids on an airplane home. He was lucky I didn't want to be in a foreign prison or he would have been out, or he would have went out the 8th floor window. feel like there's more to that story.
It seems like it. I want to know if it worked. What kind of procedure was that?
Yeah, it totally worked. He has twins.
I know.
Oh. Duh. $500 for twins.
That's awesome.
That is kind of amazing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Twins would cost you like probably 200 G's in this country.
At least now.
Especially the newborns.
I know. All right, here's one. Ready?
Yeah.
Someone came in and they said to the office manager at the medical practice, I'm booked in for an autopsy. But they meant that they were booked in for a biopsy. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think that would have been, I can totally see myself going in and being so nervous that I'd be like, yeah, I'm here for an autopsy. I could see me doing that. Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was reading something. I was trying to read ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, it's 8 o'clock, so we gotta round up.
Man.
We have an extra story you want to do.
Time went by so fast. Well, this one, I didn't have an appointment, but I was having a panic attack and was taken to the local clinic, which also happened to be where I worked. Two women proceeded to exercise the devil out of me. I kid you not. I was talked into accepting Jesus into my heart, and every time I threw up, they said the devil's coming out of her. It sounds like a lie even as I write it, but it isn't. What? I was in Putnam County, Florida, where I lived for a brief amount at one point.
So they went to the medical clinic where they worked.
Yeah.
Because they're having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And some ladies there, we don't know if they were
co-workers
or not. Yeah.
Maybe they were waiting in the waiting room to be seen.
No idea.
No idea.
Told this person, have demons inside of you. We're going to exercise them right now.
Basically,
not exercise. They're not going to do like some squats. They're going to exorcise.
I don't even know if they told her. They just started.
Wow.
They just started in.
I would like the demons taken out of me.
Me too.
I know.
I wish somebody would take the demons out of you, Barry.
So mean.
You don't have no demons, honey.
That's so mean. I want to tell this story, but I'm worried it's too naughty. But I'm going to do
There's
it anyway.
There's nothing too naughty for this
podcast. I'm going to leave this with two bum-bum stories. Ready?
Okay.
The first bum-bum story.
Bum-bum stories are always good.
Bum-bum story number one.
Yeah.
Is that a patient came in to the doctor's office, right? And
they always do.
And they're like, why are you here? And they're like, my poopy isn't normal. And they're like, what's wrong with it? And they're like, there's corn in it.
Was that the first time they've ever eaten corn? Holy
Maybe
crap.
That's the first time they ever looked at their poopy after they ate corn. I don't know. Here's my last story, which is much naughtier than that one, right?
I hope so.
And it's called Home Sweet Home. And again, it's from factinate.com. And this one is from The Aberrant Conductor. And it says, most of my own stories go along a similar line to patient has chest pain, driving a coach load of school children, thinks it's indigestion, swigs bottle of Gaviscon, later diagnosed with a huge heart attack. My favorite ever story from a colleague is this. A patient comes in with abdominal pain. As part of the workup, he gets an abdominal x-ray, which shows the problem as clear as day. The colleague has then proceeded to remove from the patient's rectum.
A light bulb?
No.
No?
An 8-inch replica of Nelson's column, the statue, in the center of Trafalgar Square in London.
Is that like a statue of a man?
Yes.
Is he standing like this with his arms out on his side?
I will Google it for you and show
And his feet together? Because otherwise...
I'm showing it to
like
the...
Like, he's not praying out like this, is he?
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm showing it to the patient. The patient's response was, oh, That's Nelson. He lives up there.
Not anymore. Oh my God.
Oh, that's Nelson.
Is it Nelson or Smelson?
No, well, it should be Smelson. And there you go.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, those were our random, crazy weird
podcast.
Bizarro podcast.
Yeah.
And be safe. Make good medical choices.
Have a great weekend.
Don't reuse condoms. Actually. And have a good life. There we go, right?
Don't reuse condoms. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Even if you wash them.
Just don't use condoms. They suck.
No, you should definitely be safe.
Well, I use something else is what I mean.
Be safe. Anyways, here we go. Sean's looking at his boo-boo arm.
I was just straightening out the bandage, baby.
He wanted me to show you all his boo-boo cuts, but I didn't.
Too grotesque.
Too grotesque for this podcast. We never thought that would be said. But hey, have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye. Adios.
Bye. We hope you're all okay. Dean, we hope you're okay.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.